Blog Talk Radio.
Talking with him, very talented, multi-talented young man, got a lot of good qualities as far as music, passion about his craft and everything, so hopefully before the show ends, maybe he'll be able to come on, get a chance to call in and join us, or I guess we'll probably have to try to reschedule. Anyways, I just want to thank you guys for being with me this morning. Don't forget, next week we have Gamers Haven on the show. Also, want to kind of pretty much expound on what we talked about last week as far as life, the forgotten fruit. And I just want to clarify a couple things. I know that we talked about, you know, why our world is in such a place to where, you know, there's just a lot of chaos and everything. And, of course, you know, due to mankind sin, you know, a lot of these things are just inevitable. And, of course, you know, we got Satan. And so, you know, when God threw him out of heaven, of course, he ended up having dominion over the earth. And so it's just a lot of things that affect us as a whole. And also mentioned about how I feel that we should move in a direction as far as learning to not only, as we talked about, love ourselves, but loving others. And I mentioned, you know, love God first, love yourself and others. And, you know, loving God first, of course, we all know that is definitely priority. However, the other two, you know, we can do it simultaneously because, you know, it's not a bad thing to put others before us. Actually, that is a commendable thing to do. And I know sometimes it's hard, you know, because some people take our kindness for weakness. You know, we do our best to be kind, but sometimes that can drain us. So we have to learn how to balance and know who our real friends are, who's got our back. And so, you know, this, you know, I see so many times where we just take life for granted, and I mean, we take others' lives for granted. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Yes, as I mentioned last week, you know, our world is in chaos at this point, and sometimes it's kind of hard to thrive in an environment that's out of balance. However, you know, what's the alternative? So I just wanted to at least point that out. And next week, we're going to be talking about, oh, wow, some good, quick, simple remedies, home remedies, actually, that I've learned from a good Chinese friend of mine, ancient herbal medicines, if you will. I mean, guys, these things really work. Seriously, they do. Just things to keep our bodies in balance, our mind, body, and soul, which is all intertwined together. So these are going to be some good things to, I think you will be interested in hearing. Coming up, I have eventually moving toward July. We got some pretty interesting guests coming on the show. It is going to be awesome. All you ladies who are looking for love, wow, do I have something lined up for you. I will have a guest on the show. Just be looking at the profile page of Real Talk 101 with you, and, you know, you will see where I will have a guest. His profession is in matchmaking. So, guys, ladies, you guys looking for love, you got to tune in. Of course, we're going to get those dates out there for you and everything. And, you know, hopefully we can accomplish something with this, because D-Love, of course, D-Love is not looking right away, but, you know, you never know. So, but anyways, it's so unfortunate our guest did not make it on the show, because I really wanted to, you know, share with you guys some good music, some pop rock melodies and all that good stuff. So that's okay. We'll get it to you. Pretty much focusing on bringing you guys some good stuff. We are fresh and new, but podcasts, of course, and we're just looking forward to bringing something fresh and fly to you guys. Interesting, fun, and I'm still waiting on my callers. I mean, you guys, I know you probably sleep in the bed, which I can understand that. However, if you ever wake up a little early or whatever, feel free to call in and give me a shout-out. Like I said, I'm definitely, just because you woke up and you was like, hey, I'm going to go listen to Real Talk 101, sharing with D-Love, definitely will send you a nice little VIP package. Certainly appreciate that. So right now, we really didn't have too much planned for the show, other than the fact that we were expecting Sean Flam with the Problems. So what I'm going to do right now, I just want to just share some music with you guys. You know, just kind of get you up and going. One, a couple of my favorite songs I enjoy listening to, because I am a music person and everything. So, hey, enjoy, all right? I want to play a little something for you. Hold on. D-Love, I want to get this going for you. You know, sometimes I'm still figuring out, you know, how to work the system at times. And so, you know, sometimes I just get the fumbling and messing up stuff and don't want to do that to you. So anyway, I want you guys to enjoy one of my favorite songs. It's actually by Monica. She's one of my biggest artists that I really enjoy listening to, in addition to Mariah Carey. You know, I played some music for you guys from her last week, Fly Like a Bird. That album, The Emancipation of Mimi, it's a little, yeah, but it is, nevertheless, it's still good music. So certainly enjoyed that. But let's see. Get you guys something going here. Sometimes our audios, bear with D-Love here, she's working it out. Hope you guys had a great week this week, last week, and hopefully plan on having a good weekend. It's going to be really rainy out there, and it just kind of puts a bummer on everything, you know. But hopefully you guys can purpose to, you know, make it a great week for yourself and your family and do something that's going to be pretty inspiring or positive. I'm all about the positivity. My mind just will not wrap around anything that's negative. I'm all about the positivity. So trying to stay elevated, uplifted, all that good stuff, all that is good, that's pretty much what I'm about. You know, I've had some things go on this week. Wow, it just kind of like drained me all in one. But nevertheless, you know, I managed to get through it, so it was okay. Definitely okay.
With a dozen roses, such will astound you. The joy of children laughing around you.
was Monica, 12 Roses. Wow, that's my cut. You know what? She kind of got that Curtis Mayfield going in there, and I'm just a music lover. I mean, you know, guys, I can just play music all day long, which is why I'm doing this radio podcast, because I just love to communicate and I love music. And so, anyways, that's my cut. But also I was going to say on the show next week, on the health and beauty tips, especially for ladies that are dealing with some health issues in terms of fibroids or cysts and different things like that. Like I said, I have some things that I've actually experimented with myself because, you know, I've dealt with the fibroids and different things like that. Just pretty much to give you some information on some alternative remedies that can help actually dissolve or shrink these cysts and fibroids that are within the reproductive system. Not only that, this is just not just for women, even for men, help to increase blood circulation, blood flow, things that our bodies actually respond to. You know, of course, you know, there are just certain things we can't cure and we do need medicines for. But I do know that just using things like basil and cinnamon, lemon juice, oh my God, the things that these products infuse into the body and the results that we get as we continue to use them on a daily basis is pretty awesome. So, you know, I definitely would encourage you guys, if you're just looking for some quick tips to improve your health, you know, I don't know about you, but I enjoy saving money. So, you know, I try to buy things as economical as possible. I try to, you know, shop around and just find things at a bargain and just try to spend less money if possible. So, and these are things that we actually use every day. I am a licensed skincare specialist, and so a lot of these products I've incorporated into my skincare business. And so I know these things work. I mean, as far as just the skin itself, the maintaining the elasticity of the skin. I mean, just some awesome stuff. I just want to give you guys something to just help you out, keep you motivated, keep you informed of some of the great things that can be of substance and beneficial to you at no cost or little cost at all. So, you know, that's why we're here as far as Real Talk 101. That's why the show was created, to help be able to put out some information and give you guys something. Because a lot of people, you know, you don't have a lot of time to be on the internet. A lot of us are very, very busy, and so we listen to podcasts. We go online, we listen to different online radio podcasts, or just even the radio itself, or however we get keep informed of the current events and different things that affect us on a daily basis. We have to keep ourselves informed, because we are learned individuals, of course. We creatures of habit, and a lot of things in life are about technique. So anyhow, I certainly appreciate you guys listening and joining the program. Again, we will have to definitely get around to, you know, rescheduling our group and everything. So you guys just hang in there with us. And in the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and just play another song for you. Just want to enlighten you with music, because, you know, music does make the world go round. So, you know.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Yeah. Savior, I'll leave you alone. Trust Him.
I will be bringing you guys some of my favorite music that I enjoy, and I trust me, I know you're going to enjoy it, trust me, some fly music. But like I said, I do know in July, I'm so excited, starting July 4th, actually, and 11th, you guys definitely want to tune in. And on June 18th, got a young lady that's going to join us on the show. Very inspirational, keeping it real, being independent and self-sufficient. Got products that she actually crafts, that she actually does on her own. She creates on her own. So it's going to be pretty cool. So hopefully you guys will tune in. If you just want some ideas or you just need some inspiration, that's what we are here for. So I certainly thank you for joining me this half hour. It is a short program only because that's all I could fit into my schedule right now. However, as time becomes more available to me, I'm hoping to continue to grow and do some exciting things. So I would certainly hope and pray that you guys would be a part of this, and hopefully we can all try to make a difference in one another's life and be considerate and respectful of one another, because it's not just all about us. You know, it's about everybody. We're all in this together. So thank you guys so much for joining me. This is D-Love. I certainly appreciate you. Even going on those that's checked out my profile, just feel free to go in and archive, download any show, archive show, actually, and just drop me a comment, you know, or, you know, we can chat. Send me an email, your topics of interest, and let me know. And if you do listen, feel free to let me know what songs you would like me to play. I just want to be able to engage with you guys, because that's what I believe we're all here for, is to engage one another so that we can learn from one another and help one another. So I am so grateful and thankful to even be here today. I want to give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio for making it happen. For us, we certainly appreciate the platform, and you guys keep up the good work. like I said, until then, D-Love's going to check out of here. Love God, love yourself, love others, and I will talk to you next week. Peace out. Thank you.
doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself.
Spread yourself.